Even if you do not read a lot of political or economic treatises, you may have read a piece from Politico magazine written by Seattle multimillionaire Nick Hanauer. Hanauer got a boost from his family's business, and then he got even richer as an early investor in Amazon and other companies. And now he's warning his fellow titans that the good times will not last. Nick Hanauer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How rich are you?
I'm very, very rich, but I have less than $1 billion. So I don't like to call myself a billionaire, even though everyone in the media continually does. But, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions. It's a lot.
You wrote in this piece in Politico that the good times for rich people like you will not last because of the pitchforks.
Yes.
Why? What's going to
happen? So, you know, some economic inequality is a natural and essential part of any high-functioning capitalist economic system. But the problem is when economic inequality rises at an increasing rate over a long period of time, and that's not really any longer a capitalist system. Now you have really a feudal system, and those generally don't work out well for anybody. They don't grow fast. They're not fun to live in. And history shows that eventually it will end badly for everybody, including the people at the very top.
Don't we have the history of a Gilded Age in America a century ago without so much the pitchforks?
Well, the pitchforks didn't come out, but collapse did. And those were terrible and ugly times. And I think few Americans appreciate how close we came to that again in 2008. But it will surely happen again if we don't balance our economy in a more sensible way. You know, the thing about an economy which concentrates wealth at the top and eviscerates everyone else is a very fragile system. You know, the middle class essentially is the foundation of the economy. And if the middle class is strong, then the economy is strong. If the middle class is weak, then the economy is weak. You know, a thriving middle class in a capitalist system is the source of growth and prosperity, not a consequence of growth and prosperity. You don't get a middle class, a thriving middle class, by giving tax cuts to rich people. You get a thriving middle class by investing in the middle class.
I'm talking with Nick Hanauer, Seattle investor, rich guy, has written in Politico, warning your fellow plutocrats. The word pitchforks got a lot of attention because you're warning of social unrest in America that we will not see coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if the trend continues, there's simply no doubt. There are no counterexamples in history of a society that concentrates wealth and power infinitely and that doesn't eventually either turn into a police state or have a revolution. And so we need to guard against that. And people like me have a huge stake in guarding against that. But the other thing that I think we need to acknowledge is that you actually can never see it happening. Revolutions like bankruptcies occur gradually and then suddenly. You know, some dude sets himself on fire and before you know it, everybody's in the streets and, as I put in my piece, there's no time to get to the airport and jump on your private jet and fly to New Zealand. and to be clear, it's not like I keep my jet fueled at all times because I'm worried about a revolution. You know, I was being somewhat tongue in cheek, but it is a serious point and it will become an inevitability if we don't find a way to build an economy that works for everyone, not just a few of us.
What are you advising rich people to do?
Well, I mean, I think that rich people need to reel it in and not be stupid and short-sighted. I think everyone in the country has a stake in a thriving middle class, most of all capitalists like me. And here's another way to look at it. There are only two, in my opinion, two things we really, really, really know about economies. The first is that capitalism beats the alternatives, as imperfect as it is. And the second is that the more inclusive a capitalist system is, the better it works. And by inclusive, I mean two things. We need to include as many people in our society as possible as both innovators and producers in the capitalist system. And we need to include as many people as possible as customers for that innovation and production, right? And when you have those things, you have an unbelievably robust economy that benefits everybody. And the goal of policy, the role of government is to do that, is to include everybody in the capitalist system, not concentrate power and wealth in a tiny minority of people.
Nick Hanauer, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.